Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. We are
on the air today. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Callie McNeil this morning, amen. I thank and praise God for you and allow me to come into your homes this morning, wherever you may be praising the Lord at on this Sunday morning. Welcome to Malcolm International Church service on this morning. I thank and praise God for you. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, people of God, I love you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Allow the airwaves, because you know, hallelujah, when you're doing something for God, you must pray, you must pray, you must pray. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're going to do on today. Thank you for high, yes, Holy Spirit, for anointing us afresh on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we have been revived, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Touch everyone from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless their homes, bless their hands, bless their feet, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Now, God, as I step aside and out the Holy Ghost to have his way on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you will endow me with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Stir up every gift today, Father. Yes, Holy Ghost, for thy people, God, because we know, God, it's not about us, but it's about you, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you how you're going to speak to us today. Now, God, I give you praise and I give you honor. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. Today I'm going to come from Isaiah 51, praise God, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God today. I thank God for his grace and his mercy today. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, Shanda, yes, Holy Spirit, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry out loud. Thou that didst not travail with child, For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cord, and strengthen thy states. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, hallelujah, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer of the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. The Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou was refused, saith thy Lord. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee, he says. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord. Then he told me to tell you, no weapon, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Want to talk to us today, hallelujah. The Lord, when I was sitting before the Lord this morning. He said, in your season of settlement, you should even pray even the more. What do you mean the state of being settled? Some of you, praise God, God is speaking, because a lot of times, amen, praise God, that when God is blessing thy people, sometimes we come against odds in our lives. So Father said the state of being settled, he settled his people. The acts of making stable or putting on, come on somebody, a permanent basis. A state of stability and performance. We're going into a time where Father says it's our season of settlement. I want you to get that in your spirit. It's a season of settlement, but what happens in the season of settlement comes your miracles. It comes with opposition sometimes. Amen. Praise God. I'm quite sure, amen, that we all know that when God is blessing, we always go into battle. Come on, Holy Ghost. No one gets to where God wants them to go without a fight. If you're going to come to a place where God is calling you, you've got to understand that you are in for a fight. But know that with God, you can break out of the enemy's grasp. And that's why he said, no weapon formed against you, because he's getting ready to pour out his blessings upon his people. He's getting ready to settle his people. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. We have lived long enough to appreciate the fact that any time that you are trying to go to a new place or a new level in your life, and the enemy comes against you, you would tend to exercise, amen, hallelujah, or instance, so hold on to everything you can. But you cannot fill your hands with new if your hands are still occupied with the old. Let it go, people of God. Let the old go. God got something new. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, on the horizon for his people. We hold on to old things and old bitterness and old, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We come to a place, amen, that we look back and we say, remember this and remember that and remember this. But God is trying to give us, hey, my God, I give you glory. He's trying to give us a new way of thinking. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's trying to rise us up into a place that we see the goodness even in the bad things. What am I learning? Glory to God. Why I'm going through this? What am I going through this for? Praise God. Because God says, in the midst of your blessings, people of God, you will face some things. Nobody is exempt. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. You know when God is bringing forth a new baby in life, praise God, you will go through some turmoil, but God lets you know once the baby is here, hallelujah, that pain is going away, praise God. So he's trying to give us a different perspective of looking at things and yes, and doing things, and we're not doing the things in the old way. We're doing things in a new way, praise God. We try to take the old things that we learned from years ago and bring it into the new, but God is trying to give us creative ideas. He's trying to give us a new way of doing things. He's trying to give us a new way of praying. He's trying to give us a new way of believing him and trusting him for the great things that he has ahead of us. There are some things that you just need to let go of. The Bible says in Isaiah, the Israelites are being wonderfully persuaded by God after a bitter exile to recover themselves. You know, in our mind, we have to come to a place in our psychic mind, praise God, from believing, glory to God, that God wants the worst from us. He wants those things, amen, to change in our mind and the fluence that we have. Praise God. There is new experiences. I don't know if you have or have not experienced real battles. Real battles. Come on, Holy Ghost. Real battle. I'm talking about real stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because some people think they're battled, and praise God, if they can't find the remote control. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's not your battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is things in our lives that we really battle from. Hallelujah. That God is delivering us from. Hallelujah. That you have been through. Praise God. But when you come out of those things, because if he brings you to it, he's going to bring you through it. And I don't care what you're going through right now. Praise God. But in the midst of your blessing, yes, you will face battles. You will face opposition. But you got to be an overcomer. My God, I give you glory. But one thing that I have learned about battles is that one can never go into a battle without coming out with scars. Sometimes, praise God, yes, we do come out with scars. Hallelujah, Shanda. So those scars are sometimes left there, praise God, to let us know that we went through. Hallelujah. Let us know whatever that scar was, praise God, that we went through, but God brought us through. Glory to God. He don't take us through nothing, praise God, without leaving us with something. And if it's here, that God is endowing to overcome their senses of their perception with faith. Because of the tense and alarming battle that they had to fight while in exile. If you notice in chapter 52, 1 and 2, he declared, "Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion." Come on, Holy Ghost. Put on your strength, church. Put on your beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of the neck, O captive, daughter of Zion. They have a battle because they were being completely controlled and overrun by a nation that did not worship their God. Not a time, praise God, we get our battles from people, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that don't worship the Lord like you do, praise God. And not in that place where you're at right now, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, I thank you. And in the chapter 53, the prophet is crying out to them from the question, who will believe our report? Who's going to believe God's report in your life? God did not bring you this far to leave you. My God, I give you glory. God is delivering his people from the hands of Pharaoh. He's delivering his people from the land of exile. He's delivering his people from Egypt. What do you mean he's delivering us from Egypt? Praise God. We came from Egypt. My God, I give you glory. Why do you say that we came from Egypt? Praise God. We came from a place, amen, praise God, that God delivered us from. We came from a place, praise God, where we did things that was not of God. Come on, somebody. Ha, yeah, God thought about you. So what God is saying now, praise God, ha, the end of Messiah, now that I have delivered you from that place. Who will believe our report? Who's going to believe my report? Who's going to walk in faith? Can I find one that's going to believe me for the impossible? Because right now, we surface believers sometimes, praise God. I believe God, but when God put us through a test, that emotion, we don't believe him the way we should believe him. If God put you through a test, oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You will come out with a testimony. We want the testimony without the test. That's not possible. Whose report are you going to believe? This is the word of God today. Are you going to believe my report that I've never left you nor forsake you, that I will be with you into the end of the world? Are you going to believe that I can bring you through that which you're going through? In the midst of your blessing, can you believe that I'm going to bless you? In the midst of your ministry falling apart, praise God, are you going to believe me that I can bring it back greater? The latter will be greater. Come on, somebody. And you sense then that the Lord is doing his best to arouse in them that faith again. And sometimes, praise God, God put us in a position to arouse our faith again, to bring us up to the place that we go from glory to glory to glory, from faith to faith to faith. And a lot of times, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we get stuck at the first level of our lives. But God don't want us to get stuck at that level. He wants you to believe him for the supernatural. When we walk in faith and believe him, see, God can tell you that I will open a new door for you. But what happens is, somebody comes along and tells you that that door will not be open for you, so you believe their report instead of God's report. Through the opposition, you got to say, God, I believe you because you spoke to me. God, your word told me this morning that this is what you're going to do. So no matter what they say, whose report will I believe? Because, yes, sometimes, praise God, when God is getting ready to do something in our lives, it seems to look impossible. But with God, the things that's impossible is possible with God. That's what he specializes in, the impossible. He lets you know that I am God. Because sometimes when your faith or your expectation has been hurt, it is not easy to just wake up and charge forward again. Who I'm talking to today that feels like today, because I've been there, glory to God, my sake, what about fear? Glory to God, when I didn't see nothing, glory to God, and I didn't have the faith, but God said if you have the faith of a mustard seed, come on, Holy Ghost, I can wake it up for you, praise God, but there are some times in the darkest hours of our lives, it looks so dark and bleak, praise God, it seems like God is not moving in that circumstances, but I'm here to tell you today, my God, I give you glory. You will come through with a powerful testimony if you just believe, because the darkest hour, glory to God, I don't know, praise God, have you ever been in the darkest hour of your life and it didn't seem like nothing was impossible? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that's when God shows up. He shows up, praise God, when your back is up against the wall, when you can't do nothing for yourself, but you need him to intervene in your situation. My God, I give you glory. And then when you say, Lord, I turn it over to you today, praise God. That's when you see the hands of God, because now you have loosed that thing in the power of the Holy Ghost. And when the power of the Holy Ghost, there comes a movement by God, and he fixes it for you. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. So who's ever in the darkest hour of your life, there's a blessing coming for you if you just trust God, if you believe God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Something has to change within your mind. Something has to change in the mind of the people of God. But the greatest challenge seems to be in chapter 54. It's here that we want to revive them and to bring them again to a place of power. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody, praise God, that God is getting ready to bring to a place of power, that you understand what God is doing in your life. Praise God. You won't take down for nothing, because now you're walking in the power of God, the Holy Ghost power, the Holy Spirit that took control of your life. My God, I give you glory. See, what God says as I want the people of God to do. I just want them to die already. We're too much in our feelings. We're too much trying to get back revenge. Oh, come on, somebody. We're too much, praise God, in bitterness and fighting one another, praise God. It's a time to come together. It's a time, amen, of the power of God to take control of our life, take control of our homes, take control of our marriages, take control of our children, take control of our finances. Oh, come on, somebody. God wants to do something. It's a place of power, people of God. If anybody is going to get anywhere in the terms of advancing forward towards their God-given destiny and destination, we must understand that they will inevitably encounter some battles. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to know, praise God, when everything is looking grand, everything is perfected, here comes the enemy. It could be the enemy of your mind. It can be the enemy coming in like a flood. But listen what the Lord says. I, the Lord thy God, will lift up a standard against it. We will encounter some fights. Come on, somebody. And it should be because no one gets to where God wants them. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Nobody gets there. Ha, yet kathoda bashanda. Where God wants them without a fight. Nobody. Look at someone and say, today, we won't get there without a fight. And I'm coming out of Egypt was the first battle that God's people, the Israelite, encountered. If one is going to come into tomorrow's blessings, they must first come out of today's all messed up things. As people say, come out of today's mess up and go in tomorrow with your blessing. You know, they say weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I don't know, praise God, how many times, glory to God, has you been weeping, praise God, but you will come into a blessing of God. If you're going to walk into victory that God has already established for those who will walk uprightly before him. And I'm going to say it again. Because we think we can walk up in a messed up walk with God and think that we're going to still get blessed. It's okay to go to God and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Yes, it is. Because if you're truly, truly, truly right in your heart with God, God can forgive you. You can brush yourself off and start a new day with the Lord. You must walk boldly and be willing to shake off some things and even some people. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. See, you can't get blessed hanging around the same old people doing the same old stuff. It looks good in Egypt, praise God. And they dance and they doing all kinds of marrying and playing and glory to God, glory to God. That is not what God wants us to do, praise God. That's not where he wants us to stay, praise God. He don't want us to stay, praise God, drinking, sliding down poles, sliding here, throwing the oil over there, praise God, and throwing the oil over there, praise God. He wants to bless us. So you must break loose from the fetters of what was behind you, praise God, and push forward to the things of God. We read that scripture and we say, oh, Lord, we're going to go to Psalm 51. We're going to pray that today, praise God, because I messed up on last night. But how many times have you read that song? How many times did David wrote that song, praise God, Lord, create in me a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within me. God, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. See, that's the place at Emotia that we have to get in our lives. Praise God. Lord, don't take the Holy Spirit away from me, Lord God. God, I don't want my oil to seep all over the place, Lord God. I want to be blessed, God, because I know from the foundation of this world, God, that you have put a blessing on my life. God, you didn't bring me this far to leave me. I'm talking to somebody. They started this way. And it is crucial to see that they had to battle their way out of Egypt. Who's battling trying to come out of Egypt? They had to fight to get to the place of blessings. Come on, Holy Ghost. They had to fight, people of God. Yes, I told Abasia. So we think that we ain't going to have to fight. My God, I give you glory. Jesus had to fight. Come on, somebody. Who's exempt today? We have to fight to get to the place of our blessings. Amen. It is essential to understand that overcoming obstacles is essential to get into the place of blessings. Oh, come on. I'm talking to us. I'm talking to me. There are some obstacles sometimes before us, praise God. But that obstacle has to be your stepping stone. It has to be the place of prayer. It has to be a place of birthing. My God, I give you glory. When you encounter those obstacles, that is the time to start praying before the Lord. God says that almost here, in the time of blessings, we should pray more. See, a lot of times we pray, amen, praise God, when we're going through something. But my thing is, praise God, when I spoke to God this morning, he said, praise God, when you see your blessings coming, I want you to pray harder, my God, and give you glory. Because in the midst of the blessings, here comes the obstacle. This is always, there is always something else in the way. Somebody getting ready to get a major breakthrough. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. And so for those of you that have signed on, come on, Holy Ghost, and you didn't think that you had to fight, I'm giving you notice today for that, to move to the next place in God, to get to the place of spiritual peace, emotional joy, financial blessings. Our mind has to shift. Good health. You're going to have to fight. And it's crucial because not only do you have to fight, but you have to press before your miracle. Oh, glory to God. The woman with the issue of blood, she had to press her way to get her breakthrough. Oh, my God, I give you glory. You have to expect to need before your deliverance comes, because only hunger and thirst shall be filled. You got to be and want to be uplifted. You got to want it bad enough. Who want it bad enough to get to that place of Rehoboth, to get to that place of blessings, to get to the place, amen. Some of you, praise God, yes, God, are right at the tip of what God wants to do. And what happens is when God is getting ready to bless his people, you find that the enemy comes in the midst and tries to separate what God has done. So you have to see it as through the eyes of God. See, we want to fight these battles with our flesh. And when we fight on our knees, we will have a great outcome. The battles were not always battles that you know are coming. And I always say, some battles are a sneak attack. You don't know where it comes from. How did I get to this place? How did, God, you didn't show me that I'm a prophet, God. You didn't show me that, God. You didn't let me know, Father. Yeah, cut on Abasia. Some battles come to give us an uppercut in the realm of the spirit, to shake us to a place that we should not be. to shake us to a place of bitterness and anger and all those other things that goes along with it. Come on, Holy Ghost. God, I didn't see that coming. There are some battles that simply ambush you along the way. I remember Israel having to face the Amalekites and the ambush that they threw right at them, the enemy of God's people. And sometimes you have got to fight where you least expect, when you think it's all together and it's all fixed. But see, one thing about I love by God, because see, in the midst of all our going through, he's teaching our hands how to fight. He's teaching our fingers how to war. And that's why he said, in the time of blessings, pray more. In the time of reaping, pray more. In the time of elevation, pray more. Because, see, we got to get a strategy. And only the Holy Ghost can teach you the strategy. The way I used to fight, I don't fight no more. Come on, Holy Ghost. But this is how God teaches us how to fight. When we go into prayer with God, he tells you this is what's going on. This is where your enemies are. This is where it wants to take you. And so you've got to have the strategy of knowing how to fight your battle. What is my battle? My battle might not be your battle. Come on, Holy Ghost. You might have a different battle, but you got to get a strategy. See, that's when we get time with God. That's when we go to God with worship and praise. And that's when we go to God and sit still and know that he's God. And then they had to battle. Guess where they had to battle up, people of God? In Canaan, the place of God's promise. When they get to the promise where God wants them to go, come on, Holy Ghost, they still had to battle. So what I'm saying to people of God, that even when God takes you to the blessed place, hey, I thought I might see you, he lets you know there's still a remnant in there that I want you to get rid of. The land that God would hand over to them, the land that they would conquer for themselves. But even in Canaan, they had to fight. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. They had to fight the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Harvites. Come on, the Philistines, the Moabites. They had to fight them all. They were always fighting. People of God, we love the Lord. And we know God has a blessing with our name on it. But some blessing is so big that you have to fight. So you don't know how big your blessing is. So that's why he says, I want you to pray. Because you don't see what I see, he says. Hey, I put out my fear. You don't see where you're going. You don't see the platforms I'm putting on you. You don't see the church I'm going to give you. You don't see the house I'm going to do for you. You don't see the car I'm going to. It's not about the things, but it's about the Holy Ghost. But those things come with it, because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else is going to be added onto you. But you got to fight, people of God. You can't give up and let somebody else take your blessing. You can't even let God take you into the land of Canaan, your place of blessing. You still have to fight and to maintain your blessing. My God, I give you glory. Because Satan is not sitting around here and desiring you to have anything that God has designed for you to have. And whatever he senses, the anointing that God has on your life, my God, I give you glory. And that God is getting ready to move, and that God is getting ready to lift you to the next level, and that God is getting ready to move some things out of your way. You got to be ready. Come on, somebody. Put them boxing gloves on. I say, Kudabasanda, in the realm of the spirit. Come on, say, help me, Holy Ghost. The struggles continue, because in God rule, They failed to continue to trust God. If you don't learn nothing else today, trust God. Whose report are you going to believe? They had to struggle within themselves. You see, sometimes we fight our own self, people of God. We struggle within, the battle within, because we don't believe that God will do it for me. God, you're going to do that for me? So we struggle with the things of God. Not only did they have to fight the outside battle, but they had to fight the battles that rages on the inside. It's because they had leaders who erred and were envious, and injustice, greed, and idolatry had become the order of the day. We have that right now, praise God. They had to fight within themselves to give God the praise due to his name and not to take God praises and give it to another God named Baal. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, we got to learn to trust him, praise him in the midst of our opposition. And what do you mean? It's going to take you, amen, praise God, to grow up in the spirit. If I'm going through all this, that means that God has something greater for me. I'm going to go to a song. I'm coming right back. Don't go nowhere. I want to finish what the Lord has given me.
Jesus can be.
All right. This battle is not ours. Amen. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let us get back. Amen. To the word. I want to try to finish what God has given me. They had to fight to not become like the folks, the people that they had conquered. Come on. Like the folks who were around them, because sometimes when God moves you to another level, instead of remembering how and why he did it for you, you try to act like somebody. Come on, that's, I'm not talking to everybody, but somebody that you're really not. So, and oftentimes it is not your failures that gives you the biggest trouble. Sometimes it's your success that gives you more trouble than your failures ever gave. See, success comes, with great success comes great opposition. I want you to tell you that. Huh? Greater your ministry comes greater opposition. They had to fight within themselves because they had isolated God and they wouldn't worship him nor serve him as they should. And because they wouldn't worship nor serve him as they should, he withdrew from them. And that's what people get wrong at, praise God. They don't think that God will withdraw from you when he's telling you to come away from what you're doing. The spirit, see, a lot of time, praise God, they operate in familiarity, in a familiar spirit, what God gave them before. They don't know that the glory is gone. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, shout out to Messiah. And they end up now in frustration. And they end up suffering for the failures of their fathers. And they ended up because they would not rise up to the standards that God had required. Oh, come on, somebody, praise the Lord. He wants us to rise up. See, the one thing about God, he does not want us to live in poverty. I've come talking to somebody. That is not the will of God, from paycheck to paycheck. That's not God's will for us to live like that, because God said, I've given you power to get well, being a the tail instead of the head. Come on, somebody. He didn't want us to be satisfied with where we are living beneath our means. He wants us to live in prosperity, peace, and joy, the place of good and plenty. We own not rent, head not the tail, lender and not the bar. Our forefathers worked hard and was given little. We turn the tables now, move into greater and receive it in the name of Jesus. We break the yokes of sickness. We break the yokes of not enough. We break the yokes of backwardness. Come on, somebody. We shall succeed. We shall be more anointed. We shall do greater works than Jesus said. Greater works shall you do. And then they move into compromise. They allow other nations and what other nations seem to have compromised their standard towards God. Please understand that whatever standard that God does bring you where you are, you better continue to maintain that standard. Don't allow other people to seep in and pull you away from what, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, what you know and what got you to that blessing. God fought for me, and God made me and made a way for me. See, we got to understand that he does that. It was prayer that got me to where I am. I'm quite sure it was prayer that got you where you at. It was meditating on his word. It was lifting up the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. And you should never allow yourself to forget what God has done in your life, a place, and stay in the place of God. Don't forget your worship to God. Don't forget how big you get and how much you think that you have now going on. Don't get that place. Don't get too big in your head. Don't dare forget the worship of God when he brought you over. Don't forget how to throw your hands up in glory and tell God thank you. Don't forget how powerful you get, no matter how powerful you get. Give God the praise. Don't care how much juice, come on somebody, that you think that you have right now. You better know that when God steps back just for a moment, the devil will step in and try to waste everything that God has going for you. They were making alliance with other nations that had rejected God and told God, hallelujah, I am the one that you need. See, God is the one that we need. We get hooked up with the wrong people, and we start acting like the other people. Ha, yet katorabashanda, forgetting what God has done. We can't forget, praise God, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Don't waste the oil, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I hear you, spagadosia. I hear you, God. Don't waste your oil. Glory to God. You've been processing and processed and processed and poured on and poured on. Every time you enter into his presence, God anointed you for something different. Don't forget, praise God, and get hooked up with the wrong ones. You start talking like them, acting like them, want to do the things they do, and they of the world, praise God. Yet God, and what's happening now, they're trying to bring the world into the church, so we start acting like them, dressing like them, talking like them. Come on, somebody. God has a holy. He said, I am holy. Holy you be. I am the one that will give you victory. I am the one you should seek. But Israel ignored the prophets and ignored the voice of God and made alliance with their enemies. Look at them now. They ended up in captivity again, but instead of being taken by Egypt, they now was taken by Babylon. See, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Be careful, people of God. We don't want to go back to Egypt. Oh, yet katorabashanda. Have you ever been there before? You know that it was God that brought you from a mighty long way. You know that it was God that proved himself to be the source of every gift. Your bridge over troubled waters. Your shelter in the time of a storm. Your way maker who somehow that you cannot explain made a way out of nowhere. Your rock in a weary land. Your friend when you was friendless. Come on, somebody. Your bomb in Gilead. And your mind regulator who keeps your mind. Come on, somebody. When all hell is breaking loose, praise God, we're going to go through some threatening times, some mind-blowing things that we're going to go through. And sometimes, praise God, our mental gas, it blows sometimes, praise God. We get above ourselves, but we got to know who is the mind regulator. And yet, although he brought you out of hell of your past captivity, and yet, although he has given you victory over things that were trying to destroy you. Oh, I want to talk to somebody today, praise God. Yes, there were some people in our lives that sometimes, praise God, they tried to destroy us, praise God. But listen what God said. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. What did we do? Just like the Israelite in the text, our head got too big sometimes, and we forget about the battle that was on the inside of us. That monster called the flesh that fights our spirit will inspire that internal battle. That battle on the inside that causes us to now put our issues, amen, before his will in our lives. We got to remember, praise God, his will and his will only. The battle on the inside that causes us to struggle to worship him, to serve him. Oh, come on. Somebody's dealing with some things today. Praise God. It's a battle going on. Praise God. It's a battle that want to keep you out of prayer. Praise God. It's a battle that want to keep you from serving God. It's a battle that want to keep you separated from other people. The battle that's on the inside of us that makes us say something to him to do it. God wants to do something greater. Look at them now because they have minimized the God of glory and maximize themselves. God has, like a husband whose wife has broken his heart, separated from them. Look at them down. They have left God, and God has left them. The enemy on the inside of them has proven to be the source of their undoing. Their false pride has given them over to Babylon, the invader. Their faithlessness to God has given them over to Nebuchadnezzar, the oppressor. Their idolatry, by which they put other relationships and things in place of God, come on, somebody, has now become the source of their agony. People of God, whatever you do, don't put it before God. I'm not trying to tell you to be super spiritual. I'm just trying to help you along the way. I made some bumps. I made some bruises. I had some ups. I had some downs. I had some twists. I had some turns. Why? Because I did not listen. But I'm trying to help somebody today. Look at them. Praise God. Once prosperous and powerful, and now they are beaten, battered, and bruised by the enemy that gotten in because their hard hearts has angered God and driven him away. We find a few interesting things that speak out in this text. Here we find, I'm trying to finish, people of God. I know I'm not going to probably finish. Here, Israel disgraced, but she will prosper. In Israel, a barren woman is disgraced for her children aided in the family chores and helped parents in their old age. Israel, like a woman who had no children and was therefore in continued state of mourning. But by God's sovereignty, his grace will enable her to have many children. So she will break into song and shout of joy. God says, if you do these things, you're going to break into songs and shout of joy. The Lord will regather Israel the way a man will take back his wife. The nation needed to have fear. And that's what God says. The church has forgotten to fear the Lord of disgrace, for she will no longer be desolate and helpless like a widow. God, like a husband, the Bible says in Jeremiah, will take back Israel, his wife. She was unfaithful and backslidden, but that couldn't break God's love and commitment to her. People of God, God loves you. No nation, Isaiah 54:17 said, no nation will be able to defeat Israel because the Lord has so decreed. Nation, rise and fall on the basis of his word. In the past, he allowed the destroyer Babylon to overcome his people, but this will never again occur. Peace and safety are the heritage of those who trust in the Lord. And if you are a child of God, this applies to you as well. If you are trusted in Christ Jesus, that no weapon that comes against you will prosper. Come on, somebody, look at the heart of God. Israel got cocky, but he confronted them. Israel got weak, but God showed up strong. Israel's spirit was devastated by God, brought them revival. That's what happened when you're trusting in the King of Kings. He is the doorway of deliverance. He is the pathway of peace. He is the key to knowledge. He is the wellspring to wisdom. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. Come on, somebody. The gateway of glory. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. He reigns in righteousness. He is the yoke is easy. Come on, somebody. And his burden is light. I wonder, do you know him? Jesus, come on, somebody. Just as the text declares, I, too, made some choices that I wish I had made. But blessed be to God, he never gave up on me. He never gave up on you. And now that he has saved us, come on, somebody. Now that he has redeemed us, come on, somebody. Now that he has made a way out of nowhere, I am breaking out. Come on, somebody. I want you to say, I'm breaking out of despair. I'm breaking out of depression. I'm breaking out of poverty. I'm breaking out of sickness. I'm breaking out of darkness. This is a place that God wants us to be. People of God, I've been on the air with you today, and I pray that your word has blessed you today. Praise God. This is your season of settlement. I heard from the Lord. Yes, this is your season of settlement, people of God. You will be stable. You will come through. God is doing a great thing in your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't forget tomorrow, praise God, Monday night, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's on Monday. On Tuesday, praise God, Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry. Praise God. On Wednesday, weekly workout with Lady T. And we have our newcomer, praise God. I was waiting for her, Pastor Ilona Waters, Trueline International own church. Amen. Praise God. Our very own. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And on Friday, I got something special coming. Praise God. I got somebody new coming, but I'm waiting on God. Amen. Praise God. We want to be a church that's come together, not one-sided, but all together. Praise God. That we support one another. Praise God. Because this is a time, amen, that we are building up God's kingdom. It's not my kingdom, but it's God's kingdom. Praise God. And people of God, MCI Ministry Radio, we are going into 12 midnight prayer time. Amen. Praise God. We want to be praying for the nations, praying for our family members, and even praying for our enemies. This is 12 midnight. Anybody want to join us? You can join us. Listen, it's just for this time, for 30 days, we're going to be praying. Midnight prayer is going to be a sacrifice, but we got to do it. We got to pray for our families. We got to pray for our enemies. We have to pray for the nation. So if you want to join me, let me know. Praise God. Hallelujah. 12 midnight prayer. And don't forget, praise God, 2022 is already set up. Praise God. We're going to Sandy Cole's. Amen. I'm the sponsor of this one. Sandy Cole's Ministry. If you want to go, praise God, it'll be August the 17th, 18th, and 19th. This is my yearly conference. This will be women and men coming together. I'm putting my speakers together. Praise God. So if you'd like to go, you can register. The registration is $35. Praise God. Hold your place, because I know that 2022 is going to be an awesome year. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So with that being said, I thank you all for coming on today. Praise God. I pray that you was blessed on today. I pray, amen, that God has done something great for you today, that you see in a different way. Praise God. That's what it's about, seeing it in a different way. I'm going to pray in a song, and God bless you. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday to all of you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father. But most of all, Father God, we pray right now, God, that you would give us clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said this is a season of settlement, God, where you are settling your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, teach us new strategies in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, yes, Holy Ghost, you're getting ready to stabilize us. Yes, Holy Ghost, you're getting ready to stabilize us, Father. And we thank you right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because we know that the battle has already been won. The battle has already been fixed, and you have already won, Father God. So now, God, thank you, Lord God, that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, continue to do a great thing in our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your mighty power, God, on this day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, the people of God need you like never before, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray for them. I pray that the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire, the Holy Ghost will burn out everything that is not pleasing in thy sight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, do a new thing in our lives, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, God. I praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. We love you, God. We love you. We love you. Love you. Bless every house that's represented here and everyone attached to them, Father. I thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit. I'm going to go out with a praise. Hey, Yadadamasiya. Amen.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Tears rolling down your face. Is your heart feeling like it's gonna break? Your earth feels like it's about to shake. All that you can pay.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember where your help comes from. Realize you got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do. Praise him anyway. Cut me, I'll go bleed. I got wants just as well as I got need. got